Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer, here today to discuss the horrible Cider 16, the 16 children that were discovered in living in a 12 by 12 area in a basement, living there for approximately 4 years undetected by neighbors. This is just one of these cases that I just felt I really had to come out and talk about for so many reasons. I think a lot of times cases like this happen, and I know from my own personal experience, all the different homes I've been in, gang homes, homes of missing children, people that are very impoverished. And I hate to say it, but it is just absolute fact that there are many homes like this out there. I'm not saying to this degree where there's been 16 children, but I'm talking about squalor, feces, you know, no bedding, living on the floor, living really in a feral type situation. And it's just goes on, I think, so much more often than people realize, because nobody really even wants to believe that something like this can happen, but it happens really all too often in all sorts of settings. Believe it or not, it's just horrible. But I am so glad this is coming to light. I'm so glad mainstream media is not shying away from covering it. I think there are issues there in a lot of realms. We're going to talk about them. Let's go ahead and start off with an initial news broadcast that I thought was really good, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
Elizabeth Siders and mom Christina facing 16. Siders Jr. and Gary Siders Jr. and Sr. facing 17 counts. Elizabeth Siders and mom Christina facing 16.
These are serious allegations, and if you are unsure on what to do, I will enter a not guilty plea for you until you can consult with counsel.
Prosecutors describe the four as mother, grandmother, grandfather, and father, and accuse them of abusing more than a dozen children from 1 year old to 18 years old.
The first victim, it shows that they are 18 years old. Why is that a child endangerment charge?
Good question. The young person's mental capacity, she is, we believe, developmentally disabled.
They tell me the 18-year-old could not spell her own name. The others were also not enrolled in school.
Did these children know how to read and write?
Yeah, again, we're working through that right now. Some of these children couldn't even speak.
You can just hear the disgust of these officials with what they found and what they saw. Again, it was on Tuesday, June 30th, that these individuals, the children, were found. Let me tell you how it all happened. Gary Jr., let me put up a picture of these folks. So Gary Jr., there's Gary Sr., obviously, bottom right, Gary Jr., and then Christine is the wife of Gary Sr., you can see there. And essentially, Gary Jr. was actually, they were at his house to serve a warrant related to an indecent exposure charge that happened in May. Now, I have said in this case that I am very, very concerned with what was really going on here. Obviously, we know about the neglect. We know about the abuse, if you will. Any child that is kept in feces on the ground, not fed, all of that is abuse. But the question is, who is the mother? Now, I know that the media has been reporting all they can glean, right? And all they can glean is that Gary's wife is the mother. And we're going to talk a lot about her. Because Elizabeth Siders has a very tragic story herself. From what I can glean, and I got to tell you, there's a lot of misinformation out there. The reason there's a lot of misinformation is there's a lot of information from the defense attorney. Of course, that just means it's from his clients. And I think that's going to be misinformation. So at least in large part, then there's also information coming from a relative that is really making the rounds. He's on a lot of television shows. He's trying to come out. His relation to everyone is he is the son-in-law to Gary Sr. and the brother-in-law to Gary Jr. In other words, he married Gary Jr.'s sister. And he has really been, like I said, doing the rounds, talking about getting death threats, talking about how the rest of the family is basically normal, that no one ever knew about this, that some of their family has gone to college, and that they're really being sort of lumped in with the way this part of the family operated. All I know is that I do find it odd that anybody would come out, and he doesn't even have the same last name. He's the in-law, and raise their hand and say, oh, by the way, I'm related. Those grandparents there that you see on your screen, Christine and Gary Sr., are my parents. I'm not sure that's a good move in the climate and considering everything. So again, just to get everybody caught up, what happened was on June 30th, Gary Sider Jr., police were at this house, which is the house in question, to serve a warrant on him related to an indecent exposure case. Now, this whole thing, when you say indecent exposure, what kind of a pervert is this guy? Anyway, we don't know the details of the exposure. We don't know whether it was to children on a schoolyard. We don't know whether it was, you know, outside of his vehicle. Believe me, I have literally seen it all, especially on planes. I just have to tell my story. You guys want to hear my indecent exposure story? This is so gross. I was on a plane. I was flying from the U.S. Virgin Islands to Dallas for a tennis tournament. So I was in a tennis outfit, but I was armed and everything, a full-time agent, of course, in those days. And as an FBI agent, you're never not on duty, especially when you're on a plane. They take note of what agents they have on the plane, etc. Nevertheless, I'm sitting in a seat. I've told this story before, so I'm sorry if you've heard it already, but I am on the window seat. And then there was a woman, a very well-endowed, very busty woman with an extremely tight sweater on that was sitting on the outside. I was sitting on the inside, and this gentleman comes on the plane actually super late, comes running in. He had apparently just bought a ticket because he said that. I said, oh, wow, you barely made it. He said, I just had to buy this ticket. I had to pay cash. He ended up being very wealthy. His father was a Hollywood producer. So he showed me his ticket. I just remember it was well over 1,000, may have even been up to 2,000. I can't remember the number right in my head right now, but I know it was well over 1,000. So he sits down and we're taxiing and everything, and we're getting to ready to take off. And all of a sudden he takes off his shirt. He's got on a wife beater underneath. He's unzips his pants. Yes, he exposes himself and starts to pleasure himself, at which point all I could think about was, oh my gosh, I am going to have to arrest this guy for lewd and lascivious conduct. That is the statute. Anything that happens on a plane, by the way, is a federal violation. So no matter what it is, it's federal, whether that's marijuana, whether that's drugs, whether that's rape, incest, whatever it might be, it's federal when it happens on the plane. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh God, I can't believe this. I was actually reading my book, great book, by the way, The Art of Racing in the Rain. If you're ever looking for an amazing book, you've got to read it. So I'm sitting there reading it. And I say, I need to get up. So he immediately pulls himself back together. I get up, I go to the back of the plane, and I talk to the flight attendants. And I say, hey, listen, I'm going to have to arrest this guy. And for indecent exposure, I explain the situation. And I say, this is the deal. I'm going to go sit back down. I want to catch him completely in the act. So I'm going to go sit back down. When I give the sign, and this was my sign, when I put my hands behind your back, and one of the flight attendants was probably 6'3", a male. And I said, I just want you to stand here to guard, because there were a lot of children around. I just want you to guard, you know, people seeing, because, you know, I'm going to have to arrest this guy and he's likely going to be fully exposed. So sure enough, I go sit back down and same thing happens again. He unzips his pants. He, you know, starts pleasuring himself and I do the sign. The flight attendant comes and I say, sir, I'm with the FBI, show my badge. And I say, you are under arrest for lewd and lascivious conduct. And the guy's like, what? And, you know, he's trying to pack himself away. I stand him up, handcuff him, take him to the back of the plane. We sit back in the back of the plane. The flight attendants actually sat in our seats. And I sat back there in the jump seats with him throughout the rest of the flight until we landed in Miami. I was so worried I was going to miss my tournament, my tennis tournament, because of all this. I know that's a terrible thing to think about, but I'm on a team and, you know, letting your team down. Anyway, I wrote the entirety of the report during the flight. It's a pretty long flight. It's about 2 hours, 2.5 hour flight from the U.S. Virgin Islands into Miami. So I had a little bit of time. I sat with him and it was so funny because he's just shaking his head the whole time. Obviously, I read him his rights and interviewed him. And he just said, you know what? What are the chances that I sit next to an FBI agent? What are the chances? He was just couldn't believe that he was got busted. He wasn't upset at all about what he did, but he couldn't believe he got busted. I just tell this story to tell you that people expose themselves, these perverts, like I believe he hasn't been proven guilty yet, but seemingly they had probable cause to believe he had exposed himself and they were at his house actually to serve this warrant, which was unrelated, okay? So that's why they were there in the first place. They go in there to serve this warrant and they find these 16 children. Now the age range, which they released very early, which I was always skeptical about, but it was 18 months to 18 years. Now, let me tell you why I was skeptical.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I wasn't skeptical because I didn't believe that that's what law enforcement believed. I just thought, how do they even know this? Without documentation. And of course, I know how they knew because they asked Gary and Elizabeth Sider, what's going on? How old are your kids? All these kids down here. And I'm sure that's what they said. And so actually, I now have these dates, purported dates of birth. Now, I don't know if there's true or not, they're true or not, because I still can't seem to get anything from an authority on anything. In other words, everything seems to stem from this defense attorney and relatives that have really had nothing to do with this family forever, didn't know where they were living, said they moved all the time, blah, 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 blah. So I'm having trouble really putting my hands on real meat, real facts, real evidence. But that I know to be true. Everything you're going to hear, I know to be true and factual from the authorities, unless I say otherwise. So again, this was the house that the police showed up to. This is below there in that basement area is where this 12 by 12, authorities described it of that, is there. And you can take a look at them again. I want to give you the age. I believe Elizabeth is 33. From my memory, I believe Gary Jr. is 36. But let me make sure. I don't want to be wrong. Yes, 33, 36. And then Gary Sr. is 73. And he's been seen in a wheelchair, which I find interesting. And Christina is 67. And they have all been charged with child endangerment, 16 different charges of child endangerment. And when it comes to child abuse in Ohio, in this jurisdiction, that's the steepest charge you can be charged with in terms of time you can serve. This is a situation, in my opinion, that if they are convicted, this is a life type sentence they should all get for what they did to these children. Again, the dates given in court, and I have them all here, I'm not sure exactly what to believe, but what I do know to be true is that apparently Elizabeth gave birth to a child when she was 13 or 14, got married when she was 15 because her parents signed over the ability for her to get married again. And I said this in a tweet and everybody said, what? What are you talking about? West Virginia. They got married in West Virginia. So that's where their, you know, nuptials were born. And then I kind of kidded around and Ohio is where it ended. But yes, West Virginia. And, you know, there's no, as far as I know, to date. And if somebody in chat knows, let me know. But as far as I know to date, there is still no minimum age to get married in West Virginia. It's very interesting. So as long as your parents say it's okay, can you get married at 11, 12, 13? I could make some jokes here. I won't. But they saw her parents signed her away at the ripe old age of 15. She never finished school. She had these children. Now, this took me quite a while to put together this math. But from my best estimations, her children were 15 months apart, 19 months apart, 12 months apart, 14 months apart, 16 months apart, 17 months apart, 24 months apart, 11 months apart. Those died, by the way. They were conjoined twins. That was in 2022. 14 months apart, 17 months apart, and 12 months apart. Now, when I first heard about this case, was from Cuomo's staff. And, of course, did my requisite homework before going on the show. And I told the producers, I said, listen, I might be wrong, but I believe this is likely an incestuous situation. We'll see. We don't know about the DNA yet. I'll wait on the DNA. Just seen too many cases like this. There was another recent case like this, not exactly like this. They had, I want to say, four or five living in these types of conditions. And sure enough, they were conceived from incest, you know, where these father figures, as soon as these girls whenever they're of age, obviously they can have children, and sometimes they're assaulted and sexually abused far before before that. I 100% believe, I don't know about the birth. We'll find out, you know, I'll wait on DNA. You can't be 100% until DNA says something, and you can't be 100% until the physical examinations are done. But my belief is this is something that was just a complete den of debauchery for these men down there with those, I'm going to say boys and girls, with those boys and girls. We will find out for sure. I'm putting it out there based on my training, based on my experience, based on cases. That's what I'm expecting. I will be absolutely shocked if she gave birth to all, it's well over 16, by the way, 18, I believe it's 19. Remember, two died. Supposedly, again, according to, when we say it's said in court, it was said in court by the defense attorney. So I don't believe anything he says, because that's from what they're saying. And they're not going to talk about it. But then when I found out the warrant was for indecent exposure, I'm like, ding, ding, ding. Of course it is. Of course it's for something sexually related, because these people, in my opinion, it will likely come out. I think that they're perverts. Could be wrong. I'm not trying to jump the gun on this. Everybody's innocent. They're cloaked in the presumption of innocence, but it's quacking like a duck for me. We'll see. We'll see. I really hope and pray I am wrong. I hope and pray Miss Elizabeth Siders gave birth to all of these, and I believe it's 19 children. Remember, two for sure are dead. Those are the two twins born in 2022. That would make 18. And from an official statement I saw was that she actually had a child She was at least pregnant when she was 13, and then had a child shortly. I think she was 7 months pregnant when they got married when she was 15. So maybe she was just having all these children. I just don't think these distances between births, and again, we're going on what they say. We'll see. And I know that the attorney also said, listen, they were born in hospitals, various hospitals. Listen, why were they moving around, everyone? They were moving around to evade detection. Because if you're going to have a brothel, an incestuous brothel at your house, you better not let people find out about it. You better not. And they kept them hidden in that dark basement. No one for 4 years. I saw an interview of one of the neighbors. No idea there were children living in there. They weren't running around. They weren't having fun. According to the reports, and again, I'll let you know if it's something that hasn't been reported or where it came from, they were in their own feces. So this just wasn't, we see the cats running around the house. And I'll tell you, I've been in homes like this. They're not just cats. There's rats. Roaches are everywhere, crawling on the kids. I remember one kid that had one in his ear. It's stuff you never forget. You never forget. And I guess, you know, hearing about this case really just brought to light a lot of these other cases. Now, I've never seen 16 together, but I've seen a lot of them. So was she capable of having these, I think it's 19, but for sure 18 children, for sure, 16 that are alive. I think there's another one, which would make 19. But nevertheless, let's just go with 18, because that's what has been documented that we for sure know. Now, I want to play two again, this, and again, we'll talk about it on the other side. Here we go.
And have DNA and fingerprinting done if you've not done so already.
Oh, I didn't get it from the beginning. Sorry.
GPS monitor at the state's expense. You would also be required to be a law-abiding citizen, keep the court informed of any address or telephone number changes, appear at all hearings, and have DNA and fingerprinting done if you've not done so already. Do you understand? Even if you're not able to post bond, they're asking that you have no contact with your co-defendants. That means each other. I presume the jail will keep you from having contact with the other two co-defendants if you remain in jail. No contact with the alleged victims of the offense, and if you are released, that you be fitted with a GPS monitor at state's expense. You have four pleas available to you. A plea of guilty is a complete admission of your guilt. A not guilty plea is a complete denial of your guilt. A no contest plea is not an admission of guilt, but is an admission to the facts that underlie the complaint. If you plead no contest, the state would give me a statement of facts, and it would be up to the court to determine whether or not you were guilty of the charged offenses based on those facts.
What do you want to make a bet that Mr. Sider Sr. was able to get up and down those stairs just fine? I'm so sorry. When I see a case like this, I literally, it's difficult for me to have any amount of compassion or empathy. It really, really is. 16 kids that were described as feral, 16 kids, many of which, and you saw the anger in that official's words, could not speak. You can only speak when you learn how, when you're around people talking, right? We know they didn't go to school, but at least you should be able to speak. But this is another possible clue that this was incestuous, because incest children have a lot of problems. They mentally don't develop correctly often. They often physically don't look right. They often have cleft palates. They have club feet. They have little teeny heads. They have developmental issues. The 18-year-old was described as, how did he say it? Basically, I don't like to use that word. Many of you know my brother has special needs. He was born breech and didn't have oxygen and has cerebral palsy, but is special, let's just say, mentally very behind that 18-year-old. We don't even know if she can speak. We know she can't write her name. And she is considered a minor, right? She's not able or capable to make any decisions. I don't think any of these kids are. One of them, my understanding, is still in the care of the hospital in intensive care, still trying to survive. I don't know whether it's the youngest or one of the middles. We just don't know. It's just horrible. I know all of you can imagine, and it's horrible. And so many say, Jen, you know, Elizabeth is a victim here.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
And I'm not going to disagree with when she was 13, 14, getting victimized by Lord knows who in her house or outside of her house or wherever, because obviously, in my opinion, these parents were remiss for just saying she could get married to Siders. You know, people, he's 36, men in their teens are ravishing when it comes to their sexual desire. I just don't know how you marry off your 15-year-old, 7-month pregnant. And then, like I said, my understanding is she had a child, or at least was pregnant when she was 13. We know she was pregnant, 7 months pregnant, when she got married at 15. But nevertheless, I totally think that Elizabeth has been nothing but victimized as a youth, and then went on to live with this piece of crap. But this is where my issue is. The humanity of anyone kicks into play every minute you smell. Did you hear the officers describe the stench? I'm telling you, when you go into these houses, you just can never forget it. It's just, I mean, you kind of hold your breath, to be honest. We never put stuff on our nose, or we did mask up sometimes, but it doesn't matter. It goes right through the mask. They smelled that every day. They heard the cries every day. I was flying a lot, as many of you know, and on the planes, invariably, of course, there's small children. And there were two or three that were right behind me. Well, two behind me and then a few more behind me. And they were the whole time, you know, mama, mama. And the mom, of course, through the ear plugging, they were laughing sometimes, they were hungry sometimes, they were crying, all these different emotions. And literally, I was thinking about this dang case, because I was thinking about how at that tender age, and being a mother, as you all know and can remember, these children are so dependent on you when they're little like this. 18 months, are you kidding me? 1, 2, 3. Those are ages when they are terrified of strangers. They need their bond. It's so sick to think of these kids not getting the love, the hugging, the nourishment, the emotional support. I just honestly can't imagine how these 16 will come out of it. It's so hard to find good hot foster homes, but now you're talking about a foster home that is going to have to deal with a child that might not even be able to communicate, that isn't potty trained, even though they could be 12 years old. They're not potty trained. They've been living in a 12 by 12 space. They're not taught to go to the bathroom. They squat on the ground like a feral cat. I was wondering, and I know they gave initials, but do they really have names? Do they even really know their names? I could sit down if I'm arrested right now and tell you anything I want to say. I can give whatever dates, whatever names I want to give children. Until I see these birth certificates, until the DNA is done, and until the rape kits are done on the boys and the girls, my mind believes the worst. And I'm hopeful it's not as bad as things I've seen and believe likely happened in this case. So while I have a lot of empathy for what she went through young, my empathy stops, because she saw that, heard that, smelled that every day and did nothing. I understand Stockholm syndrome. I understand all of that. Stockholm syndrome applies to yourself. It doesn't apply when you have little kids. These are your babies. For those of you who have had babies, kids, I always say this. I actually, the only time people, when I testify, they always ask, are you published? What they mean is, have I ever written about homicide? Have I written about any cases, things like that? And I always say, well, yes, I am published. I've published a poem. Yeah, I would say I was too busy doing the work. I didn't write about the work. I did the work. But nevertheless, and it was a poem I wrote, and I write a lot of poetry. And this particular poem was about when my first son was born, because I say a mother never knows love until they have a child. And I can't even explain how it, a normal mother, it just permeates you. You know, we talked about mama bears. It's the bizarrest thing. It just like overwhelms you. And so I have trouble empathizing with a mother that couldn't feel that, that could have their children live in the squalor. I really do. She was 33 years old, everyone. 33. Was she conditioned? Was she blah, 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 blah? Maybe. Yes. And she was young. She knew right from wrong. All four of them knew right from wrong. You know how I know? Because they all kept him down in that basement. They all moved again and again and again. They knew to hide their dirty little secret down there. That's how you know that they all knew it was wrong. They hid their dirty secret. And I don't think their dirty secret was just about, yeah, we're not good parents. Yeah, it's malnutrition. I think it goes way beyond that. And I think it's sexual. And we're going to, I mean, unfortunately, I think we're going to hear a lot more. And I think we'll see more charges. And there were two things that really stuck out to me. Did anybody else catch this? Officials said two things. They said, one, I believe the exact words were, we anticipate more charges. And the other was, they described this as interfamilial. Interfimilial. Familial. Not good. Not good at all. You know, I saw Panda say in chat that they were fed oil. Listen, I'm telling you, when I've seen kids like this, they eat anything. They eat anything because they are starving. Did you hear the description about they were like African children, where you're so skinny, but your stomach is bloated and you have flies all over you? Did you hear that description? That is what was going on down there. You can imagine if there's feces everywhere, you're going to have fleas and bugs and rats and roaches and cats. And of course, and we saw the pictures of the cats. I'm sure there were a lot of cats. But they eat anything. They most, just like animals, they want to survive. It's a horrible case. We're going to continue to follow it. I mean, he's, what I say, 76 years old. I mean, he's not going to have to do much time in prison because he, 73 and 67. Now, I don't know how much longer he's going to last. But I tell you what, and I just posted a story about these three guys that went in and killed a child predator. It was in England. Walked right in their store, cell, and just beat him to death. Child predators do not do well in prison. These guys, where they get put in, they often have nothing to lose. They don't care. They're already doing life. And they could care less if they get another life sentence. And they remember how they were treated as children, which is usually horrible. And they love to exact their revenge on another human that mistreated a child. Because at the end of the day, maybe they wouldn't have become the criminals they did if they had decent upbringing with decent parents. So guys, I know this has been a bit of a dark show. I know that the defense attorney has said she's birthed them all. And we'll see. We'll see. I need the DNA test. And or the hospital records. One of those two. I'm going to be shocked if she had them all in a hospital. I really am. And I said this from the beginning, from the first day. They need to be looking back at every single home they lived in and bring those cadaver dogs out and just make sure, just in the abundance of caution, that there's no other stillborn babies or anything like that out there. You know, I just feel like we can't end on this just absolutely horrible note that we're on right now. It's such a downer. I can't even stand looking at their faces. I guess we'll look at their house. But I need to, I think I need to tell kind of a funny story or a fun story. Let me think if I can think of one. My brain is fully thinking about these kids right now. On a lighter note, let's see. Man, I can't even think, isn't that sad? Right at this moment, I can't think of a lighter note. Can't think of a lighter note. Everyone, I just will end it with this, and I end it with this every single session. And I really mean it this time. May they all spend the rest of their miserable lives in prison. And may justice be served for those 16. And I can only pray that at least some of those kids can find joy, happiness, education, get married, know what a normal life is. Because every child deserves that. All right, everyone. May justice be served.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.